Hello, everybody, and welcome to In Depth, presented by the San Antonio Express News. My name is Luis Vasquez, and I'll be your host as we bring in journalists to give us an inside perspective into the stories they bring to the Express News each week. Today, I'm joined by staff writer Scott Huddleston to talk about the controversy over the sheriff's office request to purchase a new rescue boat. Welcome back to the show, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good, Luis.
Good to have you back. So this story's been developing all of June. Can you give us a quick primer before we get to all the social media stuff that happened?
Right. Well, this all started back in April 6th, when our sheriff, Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar, went to the commissioner's court to request acceptance of a $20,000 donation for a rescue and recovery boat. And it was actually on the consent agenda, which means that it was one of a number of items that, you know, might have been passed without discussion. But Commissioner Trish DeBerry, as you know, commissioners are allowed to do, pulled that item for discussion from the consent agenda. And she kind of took the sheriff to task on this, you know, proposed boat. And everything has kind of devolved, kind of degraded from that point. It wasn't even, you know, the headline issue of the day, which was commissioner's decision to set aside $2 million for COVID testing in schools. That was kind of the headline issue that I wrote about that day. But this was such an extraordinarily volatile exchange between a Republican county commissioner and our Democratic sheriff that I felt that needed to be a separate story on its own. DeBerry said that she termed the boat request as a shiny new toy, and question whether it was appropriate to use those nonprofit funds for something like a boat when there were other needs, particularly regarding the equipment for the detention deputies at the Bexar County Jail, which has had a lot of problem with staffing overtime.
Quote says, "This is about getting your house in order, prioritize, right. And a boat is not the priority right now."
Right. That's what she said this week. But back in April, she was saying, "My feeling is that this boat is a nice to have, but not a need to have right now. I'm going to be blunt here. I think it's insulting and I think it's insensitive that you're spending $20,000 on a shiny new toy or a boat." And then at one point later in the discussion, she referred to it as fiefdom building. And the sheriff said he got quite frustrated, and he said, "I believe the need is there, but when it's used as an excuse to bring me up and attack me yet again, we'll just kill the item." And so he was just—it seemed like he had had enough.
So he was ready to just scrap it at that point.
Yeah, but the other commissioners were like, you know, they're saying basically, you know, let's talk this out. Come back to us with a specific proposal that includes, you know, first of all, why you think this boat is needed, who would be responsible for the storage, how would it be maintained, who would staff the boat, who would be in charge of operations, and so the other commissioners were in agreement that there needed to be some questions answered, but they weren't closed to the idea of the boat. And really, neither was DeBerry. She just wanted to be more convinced about the need for the boat and wanting more detail. This is basically all about communication. And she feels that the sheriff has not adequately communicated with the commissioners on what's going on at the sheriff's department and what he feels they need.
And so that brings us to Black Rifle Coffee Company. How did they kind of wedge themselves into this issue?
Well, so as I mentioned, you know, the commissioners were wanting the sheriff to come back to them with specifics about this proposal. And weeks and weeks passed, and occasionally one of them would ask, "Hey, when are you going to come back and talk about the boat?" And it just, you know, he would say something like, "Well, I'm still working on that." But in early June, he posted on his social media site, and there was, I think, some news coverage about a donation of a $32,000 check by the Black Rifle Coffee Company. which is a veteran-owned a business here, donating $32,000 for the boat. You know, I can't explain to you why it was $32,000 versus the $20,000 that he had originally requested. Perhaps that was for some storage and maintenance and other costs related to the boat. But in any case, that's what they donated. And a short time after that, one of their co-owners posted on his Instagram page, basically calling DeBerry a garbage politician. And then once he did that, a whole bunch of other people just kind of randomly weighed in with really all kinds of, you know, nasty, profanity-laden comments. And somehow our county judge, Nelson Wolf, found out about that and then fired off a letter Monday to the sheriff, who was then on vacation. And you know, called him out, holding him responsible for this social media fallout that's occurred. And so the latest situation, latest development in this is that Sheriff Salazar posted on Facebook today, this morning, Wednesday, that you know, he's been trying to enjoy this family vacation on the Texas coast and has tried to unplug, as anybody does during their vacation, particularly after the pandemic. But he couldn't help but, you know, notice what was going on. And I'm sure that he got some calls from the media about this when it kind of erupted on Monday. So basically what he's telling everyone on his Facebook page today is just to kind of chill out and to realize that, you know, that these people are human beings, and he's basically saying, you know, don't write these horrible, ugly comments about Commissioner DeBerry or our county judge, because these are people to be respected, and so that's where we're at right now.
I read the post, and it did seem like it was what you mentioned earlier. He was trying to clear up the communication, like, that, you know, the judge and I don't always agree, but that's what elected officials do. Mm-hmm. He was kind of going to bat for everyone, including the Black Rifle Coffee Company, which is a local veteran owned coffee shop. Mm-hmm. He was basically going to bat for everyone in the controversy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that they had their best intentions, and I think that their co-owner, Jared Taylor, didn't mean for, you know, this melee to occur on social media, even though he did call DeBerry a garbage politician and took exception to her very strong comments. I've heard a lot of that from the community, that they felt that she crossed a line in reference to some of the loaded language that she used, such as the shiny new toy or the fiefdom building. And so, There hasn't been initially a whole lot of sympathy for her on that count, but it seems like the whole thing has just kind of snowballed and gotten out of hand.
So what's next, do you think? Could this be the end of it? Everyone kind of maybe chills out, as the sheriff says, or what could be next?
You know, I think there are two levels of looking at this. First of all, you know, does the sheriff's office need a boat? And keep in mind, we're talking about one boat. And what would it be used for? And so with all due respect to the sheriff and our law enforcement community, I do believe that his initial arguments that it is needed for, you know, searching for missing people or, you know, potentially searching for bodies of people that have drowned, that it would be needed for that kind of thing. But he's been talking more lately about, you know, saving lives. And I don't know that it's possible to have one boat to deploy. How would you have one boat when we have numerous bodies of water in Bexar County? Two lakes, two rivers, and a handful of creeks. How would you use that boat to, you know, preemptively get there in time to save somebody. Just that seems like a reach to me. However, if you can get the conversation back to where it needs to be, why you need the boat, we need it for searches. We need it to, you know, find bodies or find vehicles that have been submerged in water, that kind of thing. Then I think that that makes sense.
He mentioned bringing back a scuba team as well.
Yeah, it's like, well, let's get the conversation about the boat out of the way first, you know, but let's also look at these other law enforcement and public safety agencies, the emergency service districts, SAPD, the fire department, the park police, they all have watercraft, the constables. So you have to take a holistic examination, and those other agencies have those assets, and the sheriff's office doesn't. You would think that an agency as large as the sheriff's office has at least one boat. I was surprised to find out that apparently that's not the case. But at the same time, the sheriff's office is the one responsible for running the jail. And those other agencies are not responsible for that. So you have to, you know, figure out, you know, is that the right thing for the sheriff's office at this time? The other big, more concerning issue about all of this is just the way that this is played out. And, you know, why are our elected officials not communicating better to one another? You've got Trish DeBerry, who was just elected in November to her first term. She's the only Republican sitting on the commissioner's court. And I know that she wants to be a force to be reckoned with immediately and in the long term. And then you've got our Democratic sheriff, who's just been reelected. Basically, the first sheriff in Bexar County who's been reelected in 16 years. So, you know, both of them, you know, have a mandate to serve the public, but it's unfortunate that this has occurred. And sometimes I just wonder, you know, why couldn't people have picked up the phone as opposed to, you know, putting out a news release or making a public statement when they probably could have worked things out. So, you know, at some point the sheriff's going to have to come back from vacation and face our county judge and our county commissioners. And at some point, I guess that he's going to make that request again, you know, framed in a more structured way where he's laying out the rationale. This is why I need the boat. This is how I'm going to use it. And, you know, this is how I'm going to operate it. These are the people who are going to run it and those kinds of things.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to really explain all of this in detail. You've been covering it for quite a while now, right?
Yeah, it's been unfolding for more than 2 months now. And I can't believe that, you know, this agency that handles, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars very routinely is in such a quandary over a $20,000, $30,000 expense over a boat.
I really appreciate you taking the time to explain everything and joining the show again, Scott. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Luis. Thank you.